welcome to this radio drama on Give What You Have to Get What You Want by humanitarian workers. This piece will touch on the aspects of some humanitarian workers involved in certain malpractices while on the field to deliver humanitarian packages to a community that has been affected by an inter-ethnic conflict causing the displacement of people. The works of humanitarians in every community that has been hard hit by conflict, natural disasters like droughts, floods, and earthquakes cannot be underestimated. However, while on the field, there are some humanitarian workers who would go extra miles to demand for something in return. Thus, this radio drama is out to expose and castigate such a practice. The radio drama will comprise Cecilia Mochoko Kondo as narrator, Divine Agwetang as Mr. Anyati, main distributor, Desmond Ateim as Mr. Herman, director of humanitarian agency, Venicia Wikwekandu as Sister Mata, a victim, Alvo Johnson as Brother Ngwabi. The one-act scene opens in a public place where humanitarian workers were present to address the concerns of the vulnerable and give them aid after a recent inter-ethnic conflict with many whose houses were vandalized, their properties stolen. Act 1, Scene 1. The director of the humanitarian aid, Mr. Herman, addresses the crowd.
My good people of Ewunsu clan, we all know that conflict is not a good thing because the outcome is devastating. Having learned of what recently happened, our international partners through our humanitarian agency have deemed it necessary to put smiles on the faces of those affected due to this conflict. With us are bags of rice, mattresses, sanitary pads, and so many things that will help sustain you all for the meantime. With me is my colleague, Mr. Anyati, our main distributor. He is in charge of making available these goods to you people. Please, after this, just hook up with him in that building over there where we have the goods so that he will discuss and share with everyone depending on the need. To avoid crowds, one person at a time. Please, everyone will be served.
Greetings, Mr. Anyati.
Greetings, my brother. Fill this one for me.
Okay, thank you. Please, I'm done. You can take it.
As you can see, according to this form, my brother, you have one bag of rice and one pack of Maggi. Good, huh?
Just one bag of rice and a pack of Maggi? Please, sir, you know I have a large family.
Enough. Why must you complain? One bag of rice and one pack of Maggi. Ah, my brother. Oh, do you have small money to give me so that I can increase your package?
No, sir. You know I'm a poor man and I...
I've seen your type. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. Please carry your goods and leave my office. I can attend to another person.
Please, sir.
My friend, leave my office.
Anyhow, we do have another come today.
Greetings, sir.
Wow, such an elegant lady. You're welcome. You look good.
Thank you, sir. Please, I came
Sister. No need. I know why you're here. I know already why you're here. I'll give you as many items as you want.
Really?
You are a very, very beautiful girl. And if you succumb to my demands, I will fill your house with plenty of these goodies.
Sir, I don't understand you. What do you mean?
Come on, sister. Sister Mata, just use what you have. And you will get as much the things you want. Give me your body. Your body is fine.
How can you say
and
that, sir?
I will wipe away all the tears from your eyes.
This is not good. I thought you were a humanitarian worker and...
Because I was smiling with you? Oh, come on, Sister Martha. Humanitarian, we are workers, but we are humans. We feel, sister, we feel. Please, let's do this and you'll not regret it. I promise you.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm really sorry, but I can't.
Then leave my office. Get
please,
out.
Please, sir, how
get
can
out.
You say that?
Shut the door behind you.
How can you say
next,
that? This
next!
This is not
person.
Fair. This is
sister,
not fair.
Sister, call the security. Get
this
out.
This is not fair.
Sister Martha goes and reports what has transpired to the director of the humanitarian aid, Mr. Herman. The director, in anger, storms the distribution points and asks Mr. Anyati to stop the distribution process.
Mr. Anyati, I'm so disappointed at you. How can you do that?
My brother.
How can you do
I
that?
I can explain. I can explain.
Trying to sleep with someone you want to render help to?
It's not what
Sister Martha? Oh my God. Mr. Ayati,
I can't
believe this. I can't believe this. This is not possible. How can you do this?
Sir, I can explain.
What do you want to explain, by the way? What do you want to really explain, by the way? Some people that we want to render help to, these things are given to them free of charge.
Sir,
how can you do this? It is practically impossible. How can you do this, Mr. Anyati?
I can explain.
I'm so disappointed. Mr. Anyati, please leave my office.
Sir,
Get out of my office.
I can explain, sir.
Get
sir,
out.
One minute. Can I say something?
Get out. Leave. Population, we are so sorry. Everyone will have his or her own humanitarian assistance for free. Nobody will give anything in return. Thank you all so much for your patience.
That was a radio drama that touched on the aspects of some humanitarian workers involved in certain malpractices while on the field to deliver humanitarian aid. It was a production by the CBS Bamenda crew, comprised Cecilia Mochoko Kondo as narrator, Divine Agwetang as Mr. Anyati, main distributor, Desmond Ateying as Mr. Herman, director of the humanitarian agency, Denicia Wikwe Kandu as Sister Martha, a victim, Alvo Johnson as Brother Ngwabi. Exploitation in any form by humanitarian workers aimed at distributing aid to the needy and vulnerable is strongly condemned. This is a message from Sopis Dew and the Cameroon Community Media Network, CCMN,